Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, so it's a new week. We introduce a new topic that we'll explore. Because our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a rhythm that keeps us in sync as a community, even though we're not together in person. Every Monday, we introduce our idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes and transforms us. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Then Friday's our day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day of rest, and then Sunday is our day for community, especially Christian community. And we've got a brand new church, a Christian community that meets in Ajax every second Sunday. Visit RedeemerAjax.ca for more information on this great new all-ages worship community. In a classic Simpsons episode from many, many years ago now, there's this great scene where Homer Simpson feels that his life is just perfect the way it is. And he prays to God, asking God to just leave it that way, to just not change anything.
Homie, I
can't talk. Praying. Dear Lord, the gods have been good to me and I am thankful. For the first time in my life, everything is absolutely perfect just the way it is. So here's the deal. You freeze everything as it is and I won't ask for anything more. If that is okay, please give me absolutely no sign. Okay, deal. In gratitude, I present you this offering of cookies and milk. If you want me to eat them for you, give me no sign. That will be done.
Clearly, Homer doesn't expect God to actually answer. He's really just looking to eat some cookies. He doesn't want God to actually give him any other sign. He's counting on God giving him no sign, on God basically not being there. It's also clear he doesn't have much of a relationship with God, because he starts off his prayer saying, "The gods have been good to me." Here he is, apparently praying to the one God as he talks about other gods who've been good to him. It's like he's just kind of grabbed language from somewhere else and is trying to use it to sound holy. And he tries to tell God what the deal is going to be. Here's the deal. You do this for me, I do this for you. And he doesn't even wait for God to answer to tell him whether it's a deal or not. It's pretty clear that Homer's trying to use God. And it's a funny episode, it's a funny story. And I think it's funny partly because it's an experience we know. Many of us have tried to use prayer before, seeing it as something therapeutic for ourselves, not seeing it so much as communication with a living and active God, but rather seeing it as something we do for ourselves to feel better. Or sometimes we act as if prayer is futile, like Homer did, like it's just something you're supposed to do, but you don't really expect anything to happen. You don't really expect an answer. And yet imagine what happens if you do get an answer. If you pray about something honestly, sincerely, to a God with whom you have a relationship, and God actually answers, would you be excited? Scared? A bit of both? Maybe it would depend on what you'd prayed for. Imagine if you had prayed for something directly contradicting God's plans. You prayed exactly against God's plan, and he actually spoke back and told you you were wrong. Imagine that reaction. Well, that's what happened to one man in the Bible, and we're going to explore his story this week. But first, a question for you to think about. Have you or somebody you know claimed to ever hear the voice of God? Did you believe it? How did you react? Why or why not? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.